Would everyone in the Senate chambers, as well our guests in the gallery, please rise for a prayer by Senator Crawford from Dallas County, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Philippians 2:3. Merciful God, help us hear your command to all people of every faith to respond to your call to seek a right spirit within ourselves, with our neighbors, and with you. Forgive us for the times we did not treat other brothers and sisters as we would treat you. We thank you for the dawning of this day full of promise as we attempt and often fail to follow your example. Christians observe this day as Ash Wednesday, marking the beginning of the Lenten season, a period of repentance. We trust in your constant forgiveness, grace, and your promise to be with us always. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Libela, Lucht-Meyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 25th day, Tuesday, February 25th, 2020. The Senate met.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills. The senator from the 15th district has been popping up quite frequently this morning. Senator from the 15th. Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1046, introduced by Senator Koenig, an act relating to administrative fees imposed by dealers licensed by the Department of Revenue.
Introduction of bills, the senator from Shelby County.
Mr. President, I have a bill. Requires no explanation.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1047, introduced by Senator O'Loughlin, an act relating to proceedings of the Judicial Finance Commission.
Introduction of bills. The senator from the 20th District.
President, thank you. I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward.
No explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 1048, introduced by Senator Burleson, an act relating to utility services.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 1049, introduced by Senator Burleson, an act relating to health information exchanges.
Introduction of bills. The senator from the 14th appeared to be the most audible person who rose.
Have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, now that the bills are signed, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1050, introduced by Senator Williams, an act relating to internet domain names of website operators.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
No explanation is necessary, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills.
Please send your three bills forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. No explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 1051, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to detachment from certain ambulance districts.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 1052, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to workers' compensation.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 1053, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to law enforcement officer disciplinary actions.
Senator from the 8th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No further explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1054, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to Senate Bill number 1054, introduced by Senator Searpoy, an act relating to propriety school exemptions.
Introduction of bills. The Senator, floor leader from the 19th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1055, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have two bills. Neither one needs explanation.
Thank you, Senator. Please send both of your bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 1056, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to emergency communication services.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 1057, introduced by Senator Hageman et al., an act relating to economic incentives for the creation of military jobs.
Introduction of bills. The Senator from Crawford County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1058, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to fleet vehicle registration.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Olney Greene County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a number of bills to send forward.
How many bills would you have, Senator?
About two.
Two? Send your two bills forward.
President. An even number.
Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 1059, introduced by Senator Huff, an act relating to feral swine.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
I dare to give an in-depth explanation of this bill at this time, Mr. President. Thank you. I was hoping we were going to do the second bill first so that we wouldn't have to explain that one. We can do this one. But since we did it in this order, this one does need an in-depth explanation for the good of the body, but perhaps at a later date.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 1060, introduced by Senator Huff, an act relating to the taxation of property associated with the production of energy.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
Yeah, not that one at all.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the Governor? And if so, I ask the reading be waived and that they be printed in the journal.
There are messages from the Governor. Hearing no objection, the reading shall be waived and they will be printed in the journal. Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you please refer the appointments to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments?
They shall be so referred. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business is announcements. Announcements? Senator from Barton.
We'll have an executive session tomorrow morning at 9:45.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations will meet at 8:30 in the morning to go over the Department of Insurance, Financial Institutions, and Professional Registration, as well as the Department of Labor and Industrial Relations. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a reminder that your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment has been canceled for today.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned under the rules.